Girly Whirlies, welcome to the Girly Whirlies show. Thank you so much for joining me. I was going to say good morning, but you might be listening to this at any time of the day. But I actually find either very early, first thing in the morning, or late at night is when I record. I think that's like, well, I guess late at night, you know, late at night, you're like deep in your feels and you have all these ideas and thoughts. But sometimes I wake up and just have all these thoughts running through my head, and it's kind of the best time for me to get it out. Recording this podcast is almost like my audio version of journaling, which is nice. Like, it's just my little thoughts coming out as I go. It's my version of journaling. So thank you for being here to listen. And hopefully you get some kind of journaling feeling out of it too, some kind of good feeling out of it. I do love a bit of journaling. Honestly, I don't do it every day. Like, I just don't stick to it every single day. I try to do it at night time, as usually I get into bed and will write a few things down. Sometimes I'll end up writing a load of things down, or I'll just write like three things I'm grateful for. Just take it chill, take it easy. It doesn't have to be this huge commitment, but it does help. Sometimes getting your thoughts on paper, it just does help. Now, to be honest, I used to journal about like my feelings. Now I'm more of like a manifestor journaler. I just write about what I want in life, and what I want to do like the next day or that week or month or whatever. But I used to kind of write my feelings out. But maybe is it because I live with Sam now? I'm like, oh my God, what if he opened up my journal and just read all my deepest, darkest secrets? I haven't really journaled like that in a long time about like my actual day-to-day thoughts or like how I was feeling that day. It's more of a dreams and aspirations. So maybe I should start journaling about my feelings again. But I think that's kind of what I do here. This is kind of where I let all that out. I actually used to go to a therapist and I just talk about everything, but that was great. Like, I really liked going to a therapist and she was a great listener. But I think I need like a therapist that'll like advise me and like tell me what to do, and kind of I want someone to analyze me, tell me my truths. Like, you can tell me the hard cold truths, I don't mind. So when I go back into therapy, I'll let you know, because I think I would like that in the new year. Just someone to guide me, maybe, you know. I'm a bit manic sometimes. Just someone to keep me mellow, maybe. I'll let you know. Girlies, it's actually my birthday coming up. It's my birthday week, essentially. And I'm an Aquarius baby. Shout out to all my Aquarius babies. I don't know much about star signs, but I'm obsessed with asking people their star signs as if it's a conversation starter. But then I don't know anything else. Like, I don't have any interesting information to tell you. I just like to know what star sign you are, but it doesn't tell me anything about you because I don't really know much. But I love to know. So I'm an Aquarius baby. I'm a February baby. So shout out to my Feb girlies. And I'm actually really excited. I love my birthday. I used to kind of cry on my birthday. I've had those birthdays where I've just cried and like it hasn't been a good birthday. But in recent years, I love my birthday and I'm very excited about this birthday. Myself and Sam are going on a little trip, and then I'll have a little girls' night with my bestie. It's her birthday. She's also a Feb baby, and we'll have a joint birthday. So I'm very excited about that. So I'll let you know how that goes. I'll keep you posted. Like, do we need to do a conversation about birthdays? Let me know if you're a crier on your birthday, you hate your birthday. I get it. I've been there. But I kind of want you to love your birthday again. Let's hopefully in 2023 you can love your birthday. Let's make that a thing, that you have a good birthday in 2023. Let's try and manifest that for you. But let me know if you're a crier on your birthday. I know a lot of us are. It can be emotional. It can be a weird time, and I've definitely been there. And anything would make me sob just because it's my birthday coming up, or it was my birthday on that day, and you're just sobbing. Anyway, I get it. But no, this one's gonna be a good one. We're gonna have a good one, and I'll let you know how we get on. So, girlies, let's just start off our episode with a slight trigger warning that we are gonna be talking about body image, weight, and that can be very triggering for people. So just so you know, that is what we're talking about today. And this is a safe space, but I totally understand that not everyone wants to be involved in that kind of conversation. They don't want to talk about weight, they don't want to hear about it. So that is our trigger warning. So similar to deciding that I didn't want to cry on my birthday anymore, I a few years ago decided I don't want to cry in the change room anymore. I am so exhausted of I'm so tired of hating my body. I'm so sick of it. I decided I'm not doing this anymore. This is so miserable. I've said before, I was about 19, and I just realized how horribly I spoke to myself, how horrible I was to myself. I realized how much I hated myself, and that was kind of going through a breakup, and I realized in that relationship I hated my body was a huge thing. I kind of always hated my body. I've mentioned before, age 12, was told I had a big belly. That stuck with me forever. That triggered this whole thing inside of me that it just made me body conscious from the age of, I'm going to say 12. But honestly, I think I have memories of age 10 being body conscious, like just a very young age being body conscious. And it's just so sad that us girls and guys from a very young age, at an age we shouldn't even be aware of our body in that way, we are conscious of it. And I spent years crying over my body, crying in the changing room, or crying because something didn't fit, or crying because I didn't like the way I looked. I spent many tears crying over my body, and I realized I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to cry over my body anymore. I just realized that that was so sad. It was so hateful towards myself. I was trolling myself, basically. And it was just this crazy inner dialogue that I had, and it was just so unnecessary. It was so horrible, and I decided it needed to stop. And thankfully, I can say I haven't cried over my body in a few years. It's been a few years. I can go into a change room and not cry, I not have a mental breakdown, not throw a freaker like in White Chicks when she's in the change room. I related to that on so many levels, when she's having a breakdown in the changing rooms when she's trying on all the clothes. So gladly I haven't had that happen in a long time. I've gotten past that relationship with myself. Like, I don't do that to myself anymore. Of course I have bad days. Of course I can still go into a changing room and be like, oh god, all this kind of stuff, all this horrible stuff we do to ourselves. I can be so horrible to myself, and we all can be. And it's not to say that that's gone away, but I've just gotten so much better with it, and so much of the horrible stuff I used to say is gone. And I'm able to, as soon as I kind of feel a horrible thought coming in, I'll be able to counteract it and change it and swap it around. So I want to share with you kind of how I've changed it over time. It all takes time. You know, it doesn't happen in a day. It does take time, you know, changing. It's rewiring your brain. So I'm just going to talk to you about how I rewired my thoughts and how I kind of changed that part of me and changed my relationship with my body. And I've learned how to love my body and to give my body love rather than hating it. I've said before, you can't hate yourself into loving yourself, because love never comes from hate. So if you hate yourself, you're going to continue hating yourself. So you can't hate yourself into loving your body. You're going to have to change the hate into love, and that's how you become to love your body. So as I've said, it started with me from a very young age. I grew up for the longest time, I just remember I was body conscious, bad relationship with body image, you know, and then it went in and out. Like, I think when I was maybe 15, no, there was definitely a phase that I did like myself again, and I liked my little tracksuit bottoms and my little tank tops, and I felt cute for a minute, and like I would wear the little bodycon dresses, but then it kind of came back. There was a few years that it went away. It was kind of like puberty, when a little bit of boobs grew, and like, okay, this is how I describe it. Let's go back. So when I, before puberty, or like hitting puberty, but I hadn't fully grown into like a womanly body, I think that's where I struggled, because I had hips at a young age in my eyes. Like, and just compared to my sister, I kind of felt like the bigger sister. And I hate saying that, because I know if she's listening, she'll hate hearing that, because that is no one else's problem. That was all a me problem. But I know that that's a big thing, is a lot of people feel like the bigger sister. My sister was just teeny tiny, and I wasn't exactly teeny tiny. Like, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't a pencil, and that's absolutely fine. Like, when I look back, it's so sad that I was ever horrible to myself, because for God's sake, I was only so young. And just naturally, you compare yourself, and you compare yourself to your sisters, of course, like whoever's like, you know, closest to you, your friends, your family, whatever. So I was always kind of comparing myself, and I knew that I didn't look in clothes the way she looked in clothes, or in a bikini. I was aware of that from a young age, and that's fine. But I think a lot of people do go through that, and that is a part of it, that it's the comparing yourself, and then you give yourself this idea, and just because you don't look like them, it doesn't mean anything, but you decide, okay, well, because I don't look like them, I must be this and I must be that. So from a young age, it was just always in my brain that I looked like this, or I was this, or whatever it was. Whatever was going on in my brain, I just believed all this horrible stuff about myself. So I think I described it, I kind of had hips at a young age. Then I kind of grew into the hips. This is just kind of a good way to describe it. Then I kind of grew into the hips. So then there was definitely a period of time that I did enjoy my body. I'm going to say like young teens. I kind of, you know that, you know, that sprout of like, you kind of grow in height and like, you kind of, I don't know, I just kind of was like, okay, I look cute. Okay, something's happening here. Then it all came back. I don't know what triggered it. I just remember it all coming back. Just my whole body confidence, my body image, it all just came back to what it was like when I was younger and just looking in the mirror and hating myself and telling myself horrible things. I think, you know what, sixth year was a huge, that's kind of ringing a bell for me, was sixth year. I guess stressful year, lots going on. Then I went through kind of a lot of crazy shit in sixth year. So then, yeah, I actually think that kind of probably triggered it more, was fifth and sixth year, it all kind of came back and I was back to being horrible to myself, being really hard on myself, not liking myself in certain clothes and the comparing myself. I'll actually never forget. I always remember this time I was in like a nightclub, kind of a bar nightclub thing, and there was loads of stunning girls there. And so they were a bit younger and they were just beautiful, gorgeous girls. And I just remember, and I actually wrote in my notes, like, okay, this is the last time I'm feeling like this. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I can't stand comparing myself anymore. I'm so sick of comparing myself. I don't want to do it anymore. And I actually, was that maybe, you know what, that was in sixth year, I kind of realized it. And then I've said, in first year college was kind of when I made the decision, okay, I'm not hating myself anymore. This is so boring. This is exhausting. I'm not hating myself anymore. Let's change this. And that's kind of when it all began for me. I just started college. I was going through a breakup and I was hating myself so much, more than ever before. And I realized, hindsight's a great thing, but at the time, I realized, okay, I'm not living like this anymore. But in hindsight, I did realize, like, even in the relationship, I absolutely hated myself and I hated my body. And because I believed all these horrible things about my body, I believed that he must think it too. I was like, oh, he doesn't want to touch me. He doesn't want to look at me. He doesn't want to sleep with me. Because I believed all these horrible things that I was like, he must think it too. He must think I have this belly. He must think I look like this in a bikini. He must think I look like that in jeans. Like, he doesn't want to touch me. All this, it's so sad. When I look back, but I know a lot of us do it, and I was like, oh, my family definitely think I'm this, that, the other, my friends definitely think I'm this, because I believed all these things about my appearance. It is insane what we do to ourselves. We literally troll ourselves. And I remember going on my 6 year holiday and I couldn't believe how confident girls were in their bikinis. And like, yeah, I wore my bikini, probably wore a pair of shorts the whole time though. That kind of is in my brain. And I just remember on that trip just feeling so uncomfortable and feeling so conscious, and I just couldn't believe girls were so confident in their bikinis. And now when I look back, I'm like, they probably internally were being horrible to themselves too, and I just decided to think, oh, she loves her body, good for her, she must be so happy. But no, it's kind of really wrong of us to think that too, because we've no idea what people are going through internally. And you know, all this kind of stuff. Or like, have you ever followed someone on social media and you're obsessed with them, or you're obsessed with their body, and then it comes out that they are actually going through a really bad relationship with their body, and you had no idea, and you thought they must love their body, they must be so confident, and it was actually the complete opposite. And I remember I used to obsess over people that could like wear bikinis confidently and all this kind of stuff. But I don't know, they could have been going through anything, and they probably were. Like, is anyone truly confident in a bikini? I don't know. I think it crosses everyone's mind. Like, a bikini is, you feel fucking naked, you feel very vulnerable. So I used to decide, like, oh, they're so lucky, they must feel so comfortable right now. I don't know, I think I was just making that up in my head. But I'll just always remember that holiday, and I was just like, okay, I want to at least feel somewhat comfortable. I can't, like, I don't want to be like this anymore. I want to feel good in myself. I don't want to be comparing myself anymore. I want to feel good about myself. I want to love myself. I just want to give up on this misery. It was my campaign of misery. Like Mel Robbins says, she had this campaign of misery. It was just this little boot camp of misery. Like, I was just my own little campaign of misery. So I decided it had to come to an end. And really for me, the whole changing of my relationship with my body was very much to do with how I spoke to myself. And that I kind of talk about that a lot, because it kind of comes into a lot of different areas, but the biggest thing for changing my relationship with my body was the way I spoke to myself, and of course like changing habits and all that kind of stuff, but the biggest thing was how I spoke to myself. So reading The Secret was really kind of where it all began for me, in all of it, like in all different aspects that I just changed. I just got rid of all this negativity inside of me, and it's a lot about affirmations. It's a lot about, I just love manifesting affirmations, and it's just a lot about how you speak to yourself every day, because what you think you attract, your thoughts are your reality. So I realized that I was every day looking in the mirror, or actually, you know, wouldn't even look in the mirror, wouldn't look at my tummy, or if I did look at my body, I would cry or decided I hated it, all this kind of stuff. So I decided, okay, I'm gonna start looking in the mirror. I read in this book, I'm pretty sure it was in The Secret, because I've read a few books, but I think it was mainly The Secret that it was all about. It's just all about changing your thoughts. And I realized, okay, I need to start looking in the mirror and saying the opposite of what I'm already saying. So every day I'm looking in the mirror, not wanting to look at my body, or in the changing rooms, I'd be avoiding looking at my body. But, you know, everyone knows changing room lighting is the most insulting lighting ever. Changing room mirrors are probably the most insulting mirrors ever. It's the last place you want to be looking at yourself and trying on clothes. But that's, you know, online shopping is much bigger now. But back then, I feel like when I was growing up, you were always trying on clothes in the changing rooms. And to be honest, the only change rooms I use anymore is probably Zara. I will purposely be like, no, you know what, I'll try it on at home in a safe space where I'm happy. I don't want to trigger an upset that I don't want to trigger a negative conversation right now in my body. I'm not doing that. I don't do that anymore. So I'll try it on at home. That's kind of, sometimes it's not an avoidance thing. It's kind of just choosing my battles. But back when I used to use the change rooms, it would be the harsh lighting, the horrible, whatever. My other thing is I have a really bad relationship with my pale skin. Us Irish girls, we start tanning at a really young age. So I would go to a change room and I'd have my pale skin, and I'd be horrible to myself like that as well. So I was like, okay, I need to stop talking to myself like this, and I need to do the polar opposite. So the horrible things I am saying to myself, I'm going to start saying the opposite. So I'd look in the mirror and be like, no, I love my body. I love my body. I started going to the gym. I started exercising. I decided to exercise because I loved my body, not because I hated my body. That took a long time to realize and like adapt. Was, no, I'm doing this because I love my body. It's because I want to be strong. I want to feel good. It's not about appearance. That took time, but it did really work. So I just had to start telling myself, I love my body. I love my body. I'm doing this because I love you. I love my arms. I love my tummy. I love my legs. You don't believe a fucking word of it. I'll always say that. You do not believe a word of it at the beginning. It's all bullshit in your brain, because you've told yourself for how long? For years, probably, that you hate this. You do this. You're negative. Can't stand this. Blah, blah, blah. You're this. You're that. You're that. All this negative stuff. You believe it. You believe it to the core. You believe it to the core because you've told yourself that every single day. So you're not going to unbelieve it. You're not just going to believe the positive now within a day. It's going to take time, and it takes practice. It takes every single day. Don't just do it for a week. Don't just do it. Like, you have to do, I still have to do it every day. Like, I still have to remind myself, and I absolutely relapse. I go back to my bad thoughts. I go back to, I can be in the gym and be like, oh, you know, or I might beat myself up by, you know, I might have skipped the gym or skipped my exercise for a week, a month, whatever it is. I might have fallen out of it. I'll beat myself up for a second, and then I'll be like, no, I'm not doing that, because I'm not going to beat myself up into liking my body. That's not how it's going to work here. I have to love myself into loving my body. That's kind of how it goes. So I have to just get back into, no, you look so good. You look so good in your little leggings. You look so good in your pants. You look so good in your sports bra. Go thrive. Go put your moisturizer on and love your body. You know, all this kind of stuff. And truly, at first, you don't believe any of it, but then it kind of becomes really natural. It's actually become natural for me to fight my negative thoughts. So I might look in the mirror and feel a negative thought coming on. Maybe I don't like how I look in a pair of jeans, or I don't look like how I look in a dress. I used to, oh my God, this is another thing. I used to religiously, I spoke about this a long time ago on YouTube. When I first started YouTube, I spoke about this. I used to religiously live like, I'll wear that when. I will wear that style dress when. And I used to be like, I'll wear that dress when I look like Kendall Jenner. Sophie, you are 5'3". You are 5'3". You are never going to look like Kendall Jenner, and that is okay. That is okay. Just get that out of your head, because let's be real, because I'm stopping myself from wearing a style of dress that I absolutely love, And I'm never going to wear it because I'm never going to look like Kendall Jenner because I am 5'3". She is a proc 6 foot. Like, get that out of your head. So I had to stop this. I will wear that when. I'll be happy when. This comes in every aspect of life, that I'll be happy when. I'll do this when. No, you have to start doing it now. No, I said to myself, no, Sophie, I'm going to wear that style dress. I'm going to buy that style dress. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to try it on. I can save it for a special occasion. I can save it for when I'm feeling good about myself, but it's going to be worn. I'm going to save it for I'm feeling good about myself, not when I look like this, when I weigh this much. That was me being so toxic to myself because I was also just setting the most unrealistic standards for myself, that it was really just saying, you're never going to wear that dress. You're never going to wear that dress. You just think about that. You're just going to think about wearing that dress. You're just going to be in love with wearing that dress. You're going to envy girls that can wear that dress. Of course I can wear that dress, but I believed I couldn't wear that dress until I looked a certain way. That had to go. That had to stop. I was so sick of living like that because I'm obsessed with clothes. I'm obsessed with fashion. I'm obsessed with dressing that makes me... I'm obsessed with dressing how I want to dress and what makes me feel good. And I was taking a whole part of that away from myself just with that one belief. I'll wear that when. I'll do that when. So I just developed a much more relaxed relationship with it. So like, I'd order the dress. If the dress isn't nice on, that's no problem. Wasn't for me, doesn't suit me, that's fine, send it back, get a refund. I love to see a refund as extra money. I saw TikTok and I was like, that is me. Like, you spent the money, but you refund. So you're like, oh, I just earned money. No, I just got money back that I'd spent. But it's a great feeling. So there's the perk. If the dress didn't fit, doesn't look good, doesn't matter. It's not a me problem. That's not a me problem. It's not to do with my body. It's not to do with, you know, whatever. It can just be, didn't work for me, I'll send it back. So all these kind of lighthearted things that I've developed, it's kind of my thing of like, it's not that deep. The kind of the crying in the change room, as soon as maybe I feel a little inkling of like a little irk of, oh, I don't feel good today, I don't let it go that deep. I don't let it fester anymore. Whereas I used to let it fester and I'd end up crying in bed, or I'd, you know, it could be a week of hating my body, hating myself. I don't let it fester anymore. It's not that deep to me anymore. I've like detached from it, that I'm not gonna let myself cry over my body. Crying over my body is not gonna change anything. That's what I realized. It is doing nothing other than stressing me out, making me so upset, making me feel absolutely horrible about myself, and I am gaining nothing. What do I gain from? I gain from taking the situation, feeling a little inkling, moving on from it, feeling the feeling and thinking, okay, that's fine. That's just a bad day. This isn't me talking. This is my period talking. This is my irrational thoughts talking. This is my inner troll talking. This is not me talking. I'm not going to let this fester. I'm not going to let this in. We're going to park that there and I'm going to continue enjoying my day. I'm going to continue eating my beautiful meals. I'm going to continue on my walk. I'm going to have a good old day. I'm going to eat the food I want to eat and I'm just going to love myself. I'm fueling my body because I love myself. I'm feeding myself because I love myself, and I'm not going to let this affect me. I'm not going to let this trickle into my day. And it's also just learning what works for you. I have realized that if I don't exercise mentally, I just will not feel good. I will not feel good if I haven't done my steps, or I love a little bit of Pilates. I used to, back when I got a little bit obsessed with it all and was being really hard on myself, I got obsessed with the gym and like weight training, and I realized that just doesn't do it for me anymore. And realizing that actually gave me so much power, that intense cardio and all this weight training, it actually just made me starving and hungry and exhausted, and it just wasn't doing it for me anymore. So I realized it just wasn't doing it for me anymore. So I just realized I just need more soft, more enjoyable, more, you know what also killed me? Washing my hair every day. I can't wash my hair every day. I can't do that. I don't want to wash my hair every day. So I wanted like softer exercises that are still going to make me feel good and still be good for me mentally and make me feel like I've done something good for myself for the day. So I'm big into my walks and my Pilates, and mentally, if I haven't done that, I won't feel good. So that's a really good way to get me to do it, is I'm not doing it for appearance. I'm not doing it because I want to look like this. I'm doing it because I want to feel strong and I want to feel good in myself mentally and physically, and mainly it's a mental thing. I know that I will feel amazing once I've done it for myself. You know what I also think is very important, and it should be something we do, is you are allowed to set boundaries when it comes to photos. that's kind of hard to do in today's world because everyone's taking photos. But I have a good idea of in my friends group who isn't going to want a photo. Like, who isn't going to want that photo posted without them being asked? Well, I would ask everyone anyway. But you know what? You can kind of get an idea of, okay, she's really comfortable getting photos taken. She's not as comfortable getting photos taken. You kind of get a good idea of just maybe who your go-to gal is to take a photo with, for example. But I think it's very important to set your boundaries. Maybe you're going on a girl's holiday and you're not feeling yourself and you don't want to look at yourself in photos. I get that. I feel it was really triggering for me seeing photos at a certain stage of my life, being in photos that I didn't really want to be in, and then seeing them online, seeing them uploaded. It would have been like Facebook back in the day. Hilarious, iconic throwback. Remember Facebook albums and you'd like name the album like some private joke that only you and your friends get? Iconic. What a time to be alive. But back then, say there was a girl's holiday and I just come across photos that like I didn't know they were being taken, or I was asked to be in the photo but I didn't really want to be in the photo, but I got in the photo anyway, and then it's put online and it just sticks with you. It might be a really bad photo of you that your friend maybe didn't even really notice. And there is the friends that they don't give a fuck, and that's another topic of conversation, that they didn't really consider you in that photo and they just like it themselves. That's, you know, that happens. But that happens accidentally, or sometimes it happens on purpose. That's a whole other topic of conversation. But you know, you see the photo that you didn't want to see, you didn't want to be in it, and now it's triggered. You think, oh my god, do I look like that? I'll always remember Kim Kardashian got so upset over her paparazzi photo because she's like, I do not look like that, that is not me. And you know when you see a photo and you're like, that's not me, like I don't look like that, like I know I don't look like that, like I look in the mirror and then I see that photo, like they're two different people. And photos can do that to us. Like photos can just do us so dirty, they can do us so bad. And set the boundaries. You can tell your girls, I'm not feeling it today, or I'm not feeling it this year, I'm not feeling it this week, this holiday. Maybe can we just don't ask me for photos, I'm not really feeling myself. Or maybe I'll come to you if I want to do photos and we can do cute pickies. But I think it's important that you are allowed to set a boundary of, I don't want to be in these photos and I don't want to see them online. That is allowed, that is okay, and I think that should be understood by everybody. I think that's a girl's girl thing. Like the girlies that girl get it. The girl's bathroom get that scenario. That you know, or you should feel safe asking for a photo to be taken down by a friend. You know, like, crop me out of it. You look stunning. If you don't mind, will you crop me out of it? That's okay too. I think the biggest thing of all is the making the decision to love your body. I think that's the first step, because obviously I've spoken to you about like changing your thoughts, changing how you speak to yourself, becoming very mindful of it. And you know, there's all these little steps we can take, like knowing your triggers, that's a good thing, of maybe you won't go into the change room, maybe you just try your clothes on in a safe space, or all these kind of things. Maybe you have a person that doesn't make you feel good, maybe you go to a family occasion and they're not going to make you feel good. There's all these little things that you can avoid where possible, but the unavoidable thing is just the constant relationship that you have with yourself. And I think the first step is deciding, okay, I'm not going to hate myself into loving myself anymore, I'm going to love myself into loving myself anymore, because that's how it's going to work. It's not going to work with hate, it's going to work with love. So making the decision is kind of the first step, and then knowing, okay, day by day, every day, I'm going to do the little things that are slowly going to rewire my brain, like change your brain chemistry. I love that on TikTok as well. It's like things that rewired, or you know, that changed my brain chemistry. Is that's what you got to realize, it is changing. You have to want to change. That's very important. You know, sometimes we're very comfortable in hating ourselves. It's like I said, the campaign of misery that Mel Robbins talks about. We can be very comfortable in hating ourselves. We're kind of happy being unhappy. So many people are happy being unhappy, and I know that sounds insane, but it just means that you're more comfortable in that than you are thinking of, like, you are too scared to change. You're too scared of the unknown. You're scared of coming out of the comfort zone, and change takes coming out of the comfort zone. And it can be very hard to make the decision to love yourself. Maybe that terrifies you, but it is the best thing I ever did, was just making those changes. And I'm still on that journey. Like I have not all of a sudden cured myself and healed myself, and I don't love my body every single day, and I don't look in the mirror and think, I look banging, I look gorgeous, but I at least have days where I feel okay, I feel good today, I like what I'm wearing today, I like myself in this outfit. Younger me wouldn't have ever worn these gym leggings. Like, younger me would have never worn gym leggings and a crop top. I would have worn gym leggings and a long baggy t-shirt where you couldn't see my tummy or you couldn't see my bum, or it would hide half of my legs, like all this kind of stuff. And I realize in hindsight how far I've come is now I'll wear the little crop tops and I'll wear the little leggings, and I'll still feel insecure in certain things. I'll still look at photos and think, I don't look like that. Like, what? That's not me. I still have my insecurities and my bad days and my bad thoughts. But overall, the management of them is just so beyond where I used to be. And I'm just so much happier in the way I speak to myself and the way I see myself. I do things for my body now. You know, I feel my body with good food. I look after my body. I enjoy food. I allow myself to enjoy food. I don't restrict myself. I don't beat myself up if I miss a workout. I don't beat myself up if I take a month off of exercise. I can just have a healthy, kind relationship with myself. And only recently I realized, like, God, like, thank God I've gotten to this place with myself, because I've mentioned before I was on the pill almost 10 years. I came off it this year, and I mainly came off this year because I realized that my appetite just shot up. In particular this year, it just went crazy, and I just kind of put it down to the pill. I felt so bloated. I felt like I had loads of water retention. My appetite was crazy. It's just so unlike me. And I did this year put on some weight, and that is absolutely fine. And I just remember kind of realizing only recently, God, thank God I'm where I'm at with my body, because if that was a few years ago, I don't know how I would have dealt with that bit of weight change and with that, you know, I just don't know how I would have dealt with it. And I'm so glad it was when I'm okay with that kind of stuff and I'm okay with my body, and I was able to be like, okay, this is just something I'm going through, or, you know, that's, you know, it's my period and this, and I'm a woman and, you know, I'm growing into my body and all this kind of stuff. I was able to be kind with myself about it, and I was able to still love myself through, like, my body changing. And because I used to always be terrified of the thought of pregnancy, because I was like, how am I going to be with my body changing? Like, that is terrifying. Whereas this, like, my body kind of changed this year for a period of time, and I wasn't hating on myself. I wasn't trying to beat myself up about it. I wasn't in a bad way about it. It was just something I noticed in myself, and I was okay with it. I was able to just be like, this is fine. My body is changing. I'm just gonna manage it in my own positive way, and it doesn't need to be a thing. It doesn't need to be crying in the change room. It doesn't need to be tears. It can just be a healthy, happy realization, and I can figure out what I want to do. So it's just all about building a healthier relationship with how you speak to yourself, how you view yourself, how you see yourself. Like, I was listening to something, was it Mel Robbins again? I love Mel Robbins. And there's, like, was it something like 68%? Let me look it up. No, I'm useless. I can't find it. But it was research done about a massive percentage of people that don't look in the mirror, and then, like, something like 80% are unhappy with what they see in the mirror. And a lot of people don't look in the mirror. Taylor Swift's song, what'd she say? I'll look at the sun and won't look at the mirror, or something like that. So I want you to start looking in the mirror and loving yourself in the mirror. I want you to start loving yourself in the mirror. It's a huge thing, girlies, and everyone deserves that. Everyone deserves to love themselves and to love what they see. And, you know, like I say, it's not every day. It's not every day. That's not real. That's not real life. But just to, how I put it is, to not cry over it anymore. To not cry in the change room. That's kind of what we want. It's just the overall, it's like a feeling of content. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to be this toxic positivity. You know, it doesn't have to be every single day that you love yourself and you're this and you're amazing. I love myself. Blah, blah, blah. It's just like an overall, it's like an umbrella of content. Like, I can have a bad day, but I know it's just a bad day and I'm going to get through it because I know I've come a long way and I love myself, that I can love myself through a bad day and we can get through it and we can move on from it. So I really want to encourage you to be kinder to yourself, speak kinder to yourself, you know your triggers. It's a good thing to know. Be aware of, you know, what might upset you. Maybe it's a conversation with a certain person, or maybe it's a person in particular, they just don't make you feel good about yourself, or maybe you're holding on to a load of clothes from years ago and you just are holding on to them because you just want to look like you did 10 years ago. You want to look like that again. You're not being kind to yourself. You're not being kind to yourself. Or if you're doing that, at least do it with kindness. Just do it in a nice way. But most of the time, if we're holding on to the jeans that we wore 10 years ago, you're probably beating yourself up about it. Like, you're probably beating yourself up that you don't fit them anymore. Babe, 10 years ago, our body changes over 10 years, okay? Don't beat yourself up about your pair of jeans from 10 years ago. Honestly, probably just get rid. You deserve new jeans. You can get new jeans. That's another thing. Stop obsessing with clothes size. Like, your clothes size doesn't say anything about you. That was a huge thing for me. I thought, like, I was like, no, I have to be this size. I can't buy that size jeans. I can't. Insane. Like, that is so toxic. That is so unfair to yourself. Clothes sizing does not matter. I think we've all experienced that one size in one jeans is going to be a totally different size in another jeans. It doesn't fucking matter. Clothes size does not matter. What you're comfortable in and what you're happy in and what you feel you look good in, that's all that matters. A number or a letter on a piece of clothing does not define you, and that does not need to be a thing, and that is not something we're allowed to cry over. That is not something we're allowed to cry over anymore. We're not going to do that anymore. So girlies, I'm going to leave you there. I love you so much. I really hope you choose to love yourself and try every day. Just be kinder to yourself. Talk kinder to yourself. Be your own bestie. That's what it's all about, girlies. Be your own bestie. You'd never say the horrible things that you say to yourself. You'd never say that to a friend or your sister or your family or anyone or a coworker. So, you know, speak to yourself how you speak to your best friends, because I'm sure you are such a kind, loving friend. So be that to yourself. Be your own bestie. Okay, girlies? I love you so much. I will chat to you next week, and I hope you have the best week ever. And I'll see you then. Mwah. Love you. Bye.